broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
War is bigger than any one man.
I've flown a lot in my lifetime. I fly transatlantically a lot, and this.
Oh, there's a chance to bring it back if the voice of the people.
World famous Bill Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Well, we forgot our affiliate spotlight earlier tonight, so we're going to do it right now. And we spotlight WTNT 570 AM in Washington, D.C., and in Providence, Massachusetts, WSAR, 1480 AM. A couple of stations on the Phil Hendry Network. Our website, philhendryshow.com, is the only website that has our archived audio going back almost 20 years, that has live streaming video as well as audio every night, that has a Phil feed featuring all of the news, that guarantees an email response from me when you are a Backstage Pass member, that has merchandise such as our Best Of CDs coming. It is the official website of the Phil Hendry Show, so head on over there and join us. And you can also find an affiliate near you on our affiliate page there at philhendryshow.com. Joining me tonight is going to be Larry Grover. Mr. Grover, as you know, if you've heard him before on our show, is with Conservatives of Kern County. And I suppose you could say that we're going to do a little bit of a reality check, or we're going to do an update, or not even an update. We're just going to take a look at the Obama presidency, over a year in, and get the feel for things, because there is so much, Larry, that is going on that it just ain't very, very pretty, man. I mean, there are some things happening out there that are quite ugly, and there doesn't seem to be a solution. And right now, the most presidential thing that President Obama has engaged in is the firing of a general.
Well, Phil, right there, you said a mouthful. The most presidential thing that President Obama's been engaged in is the firing of a general. The most the most direct and the most authoritarian move that he's made, that the American people can witness and say that is a presidential move, is firing a very, very good general in General McChrystal. As a conservative, I'm not going to be a Barack Obama fan. There just isn't anything there that you can admire. But I'm not here, to talk about Barack Obama. I'm here to address the moral crisis at the top of the Conservative Party and the Republican Party. And when I say Conservative Party, I mean that very literally. We have a moral vacuum at the top of our movement when we should be positioning ourselves for an end run, a flanking maneuver, and taking the White House back from this extremely destructive administration and this extremely destructive party. But there isn't anything that I have seen that is more destructive than the inability of conservatives in this country to organize and to begin to drive home the point that no, we're not going over party lines. We're not doing some Tea Party Republican Democrat. We are conservatives, and we're losing the momentum, Phil.
You feel that the biggest problem then is not Obama, it's your own conservative movement.
I don't think anybody would disagree with it. I think that when you look at the conservative movement, that is not providing the leadership that we need to get Obama out of the White House. We're quibbling over things like the BP spill. Look, I'm a conservative. I believe in business. I also believe in taking responsibility as a businessman. There is a moral confusion that is not being addressed by conservatives like Palin and like Bachman that forces the average person into a state of moral confusion. And when I spoke earlier on the phone, I was talking to one of the young people you got on your staff. I said, this has gone beyond just, having a disorganized political movement. We are lost. We are a generation of conservatives that had an opportunity. When you look at Obama and the oil is flooding the Gulf and he's firing generals and we're losing the war in Afghanistan, and my own conservative movement cannot coalesce enough to bring a groundswell of opposition against this man. 48% here, 49% there. The pressure is enormous. And you see happen what has been happening, and certainly I partake in that. I'm not trying to make an excuse.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the moral failings that a lot of conservatives are experiencing. And as I said to you, I am not making excuses. I'm pointing the finger back at the conservative leadership.
But what are you talking about in terms of the moral failings?
Well, I'm talking about indiscreet behavior, which I have been involved in. I'm talking about doing things that I never in my life would have ever thought of doing. But because of this moral confusion, because we can't even bring ourselves to admit that British Petroleum, a business that I supported, is the culprit in this spill, I go out and I risk arrest engaging in this behavior. And
what you need to be specific, though, with me.
Well, I want to be specific with you, but I want to be very clear that I don't endorse it. What I am saying is the conservative movement, by not owning up, will cause a man like me to fail. And in my own personal case, I was involved with a prostitute, and I received oral sex. And, of course, when it happens to me, I am, I'm looked at by my own family, my own co-workers, as someone who is a moral degenerate. If Elliot Spitzer does it, he's on TV within 6 months on the Fox News here, which I just saw Elliot Spitzer on TV. Did you see that, Mr. Henry?
I saw Elliot Spitzer the other day. You're saying, were you arrested?
I thank God, no, I was not arrested, no.
But you engaged a prostitute. Correct?
That is correct. And not so much the fact that I engaged a prostitute. It was where? It was in a parked car. It was in a parked car in a parking lot in Culver City at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I felt dirty. I can only tell you that I felt dirty. And as I drove away, I dropped her off at her I think she's at her parents' house. And as I drove away, I remember thinking that this is what I have come to because our own party can't organize its opposition to a president that is losing the war in Iraq or in Afghanistan. It has allowed this Gulf oil spill to take place. It has an economy that is going straight down the you-know-what. And this is a golden opportunity, and yet there's no moral leadership, and men like me are dropping prostitutes off at their mother and father's home. This is a crisis, Phil.
I understand. You know, it's a funny thing about life. A crisis for the country would be bad. A crisis within a political movement is only bad for that political movement.
I disagree.
Why?
Because I think the only hope for this country is the conservative movement. The only hope, and I agree very strongly with Rush Limbaugh about that, when he says the conservative movement, and a lot of these people that are sycophants and follow along behind Rush because they want to, they want to be seen, they want to be photographed with him like Hannity, but the conservative movement's the only real movement left for America. And when there is such a moral vacuum at the top that we have very good conservatives experiencing this sort of moral dead land or moral dead spot where you are engaging in this kind of moral depravity, there are individuals who are shirking traditional sex, going to the homosexual lifestyle. I've seen that as well.
And are you saying there's such a panic in the conservative movement?
Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm saying that there...
I'm hearing you. You're saying there's a moral vacuum to the point in the conservative movement where you have engaged in behavior that is immoral.
That is not only immoral, but illegal. Illegal. When you are in a parked car and you are involved in a sex act with a sex worker, or a friend of yours has engaged in a homosexual act with a co-worker, a man who's married happily and with children. But because the conservative movement is dropping the ball on holding Obama and holding his feet to the fire on some of these issues, I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
So you think Barack Obama's going to get away with it, huh? He's going to get reelected, perhaps.
I tell you, I wouldn't be surprised.
Our number is 8... Although, what you're talking about is a little bizarre. When you say that you've engaged in a depraved sexual...
I'm talking about a moral vacuum that will cause a conservative... And I am very religious. I am very religious. And I have prided myself on treating women with respect and engaging in moral sexual behavior, and to engage in something where I am...
Go ahead.
Well, I when you find yourself, Bill, spitting on your hand, acting in such a manner as that...
All right, I understand. Hold on for just a moment. We got some messages here. Our number 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, who is talking about something I haven't really looked at, and that is that he feels the conservative movement is dropping the ball. They're not engaging Obama. They're not challenging Obama. They are showing a weakness and a moral vacuum, as he called it, to the extent where members of the conservative movement are in a moral dead spot and are engaging in this kind of sexual behavior outside of the marriage, etc. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back to talk to Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the Obama presidency. Is that the problem, or is it that the conservative movement itself is no longer providing good, clean, moral leadership? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I meant to say. Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. And we are discussing, it's kind of interesting, we've got the oil, we have the war in Afghanistan, General McChrystal, obviously the economy, a number of things slamming this government, slamming this country. And it would appear that Obama is vulnerable as a conservative, Larry, not just a Republican, but as a conservative. You have come on the program to make the case that conservatives are blowing it. They're dropping the ball.
Conservatives rank and file are blowing it. You're missing my point. I'm saying the leadership of the conservative movement.
All right, I understand.
The leader. Look at this man Souter, and it comes fast and furious. You look at a guy like Souter who cheated on his wife, who is a conservative. You look at some of these other individuals, Ashburn, who has now come out and made a very definitive statement. He's clarified and defined his lifestyle as gay and continuing gay. And he makes no bones about it. So that when we go into the world, and you read a statistic that one in four American men suffer from some kind of a herpes virus, and you look deeper and find that three in four conservatives or conservative men. I went to last week, Phil, you know, we were in Sacramento for the California Conservative Conclave. And you're looking at men getting up and giving speeches on a big screen behind them. You can see the open sores on their mouths.
Are you talking about a herpes virus?
I don't know, but here is the point, and I think this bears repeating. When a staunch conservative and Christian conservative like Roy Gutman has a homosexual affair with a kid he met at the racquet club, there is a more, I think the time has come to say it, there's a moral leadership at the top of our movement.
So this is not a personal failing or a personal, actually personal orientation that Mr. Guttman is actually gay.
No, Mr. Henry, please don't. You're talking to a conservative. I'm not going to get into that, what I consider to be fantasy land with you. I'm telling you the things that I've seen.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's get to some phone calls here as we talk with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, on the moral vacuum among conservatives. Here is Tim in Winston, North Carolina. Tim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mr. Henry. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
I think it's kind of ridiculous that your guest speaker, Mr. Grover, is blaming his personal behavior on his political party. He should look at the fact that it's his personal responsibility, not his political party's, for his behavior.
Don't you think the conservative movement should give example to its members?
Him being a part of his political party, he should be putting forth an example.
But, sir, I am confused. Let me ask you, are you a conservative? I'm Larry Grover. Are you a conservative, sir?
No, I'm an independent.
All right. As a conservative, there is a great deal of confusion in our movement right now. We don't know which way to turn. We believe in business, and yet we have BP breaking faith with the business community and people who believe in the business community. We believe in defending America, but we've got a president who has just fired a general. We're in big trouble. And you find yourself going out into the streets and looking for it there.
As the result of the...
Of the moral confusion. Pleasure. Yes, sir. Looking for sexual pleasure. And again, if you look at the statistics, 3 out of 4 conservative men have some kind of a herpes...
The virus?
The virus, yes, sir.
Mr. Henry, your guest is just over the place. I think the man needs to calm down.
I'm not all over the place, sir. You need to understand. You've seen it. You've heard it. You know. We've got gays everywhere.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, and I think that I thank you very much, sir, for your call. I think that the problem there is not so much that you got gays. The problem there is not accepting gay people.
When you say a guy like Roy Ashburn. Or Bob Guttman, the guy I was mentioning, he's got a beautiful wife. Beautiful. You've never seen a more gorgeous woman. 3 lovely children. And he goes out and has it in the back of a car near the racket club with a guy. That is the failing of the conservative movement to put roots down morally.
No, I believe that's a man whose orientation is homosexual.
Orientation. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I find that to be, again, a lot of fairy tale.
All right, well, you can think it's fairy tale. Let me take another phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Jimmy in San Antonio, Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment on that gentleman there that had the oral sex with the prostitute. Kind of think he just needed to take responsibility for his actions and quit blaming other people for what he's done. He's a Christian man, and it just doesn't sound very Christian to me.
I would be happy to take responsibility for those actions, sir. I would be happy to. But I want someone to recognize that the moral vacuum, the empty-headed leadership of the conservative movement has us in such a state of confusion and nervousness that in order to relieve some of this pressure, we have to go out and degrade ourselves with teenage girls or some boy that folds towels at a racket club.
No, sir, you don't. That's absolutely wrong.
I agree with Jimmy.
I live in the world. You know as well as I do that Jesus said, render to Caesar that which is Caesar's and to God what is God's.
What's that got to do with it?
It sounds to me, brother, like you need to go back to church and pray to God and quit blaming other people for your shortcomings.
Well, if apparently you aren't aware that this is going on in the conservative movement.
Well, I'd like to know what the numbers are, what the statistics are in this.
The conservative movement is in a very, very bad state. We can't seem to get any leverage against Obama. It's confusing and frightening conservatives. They're going out and acting in depraved ways to find some moral center. So I think what needs to be said here is that it's the depravity that has to be addressed at the higher echelon of the party.
877-876-PHIL. Back with Larry Grover on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry, by the way, I haven't asked you, how's your mother?
Mother's fine. You know, she's doing fine, and we're doing fine. And I have a private life.
Well, you've talked to me about your mom, and I've talked to her on the air before.
I understand that, but I have a private life. And I do know that I've been the object of some editorializing on your program.
Well, I've never meant anything in a mean-spirited way. I am trying to get you to understand. We'll take some phone calls here about when you say there's a moral vacuum.
I'll put it another way, and I think that your audience will understand as well, because I noticed in talking to some members of your audience there, I guess you can expect that there's not going to be... And I don't want to say that the people are not intelligent. Yes, people are intelligent, but it's the time of the night, I suppose, with some of these people that call. If a housewife goes into a supermarket and starts to steal grapes, apples, you can say that she's a thief, but you also have to recognize that the economy, as it exists under Barack Obama, is so bad that a housewife has gone from pilfering a grape here or there or taking a drink out of a milk carton and putting it back, and she's gone to out theft. And
taking a drink out of a milk carton and putting it back? I mean...
That happens a lot. I don't like it either, but you see housewives will do that. In the middle of the day, they'll go and they'll find the milk carton, and they look to either side, they open it up, take a big drink. These women are hungry. They're hungry. Do you blame them? Or do you look at the moral failing? That's what I mean. Now, Phil, have a conservative. When I look at Rush Limbaugh, who openly flaunted a gay at his wedding, Elton John is a homosexual, as you know, and Limbaugh flaunted it, that is a moral vacuum. And it causes a confusion that leads a conservative out into the world looking for it in any way he can get it. And again, Roy Gutman is a very good example of a guy that you'd never imagine him to be a guy in a parked car with a 19-year-old ball boy.
All right, I understand that. But, the Rush Limbaugh wedding, by the way, that was Elton John.
I don't care who it was. He flaunted an open homosexual. And that, nobody said anything about it.
877-876-PHIL. God, I can't stand talking about... It sounds very hateful to me. Here is Ed in Nashville. Ed, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a couple of comments to make, especially to Larry. Larry, if you're going to be a conservative, let's not get on the national talk shows and talk about sexual preferences or what the conservative party is having problems about. Not with herpes on these national televisions that you're talking about. We have a president that's sitting up here that doesn't need to be in the position he's in. He somehow has managed to get into this position. I'm a conservative.
I'm telling you why.
If we're going to change this country, sir, we need to have people with strong leadership capabilities like yourself to come forward and unite our conservative party together and get some sort of reform within the conservative party so we can turn around and go after this president and get him off that podium
Absolutely.
He's sitting on up
I
there.
Agree.
And let's get him back out on the street where he belongs.
Well, I agree with you, but we're never going to have that as long as we've got the leader of the conservative party flaunting an open homosexual at his wedding. And individuals that are at these conventions,
whatever his preference
is, they got herpes on their lip.
And whatever that preference is, that is not what we're trying to do here. That's not what we want to do here. What we want to do is to get a strong organization. And we need for you to be strong. Go into another direction with this, sir. Go into another direction.
Right.
Talk about what our Conservative Party positive parts are of it, sir, please.
Of course. But you have to agree that I've got a lot of reconciling to do with other conservatives who find Rush Limbaugh flaunting a homosexual controversial.
Yeah, but this man is saying that is a waste of time. It's hurting your movement.
Well, and I may agree with him, but I've got to somehow find a way to reconcile that with a lot of these conservatives who are going out and looking for it in every alley.
Well, we don't need to address this on this talk show,
sir.
You have a wide open mic right now. Let's go after what we initially want to say to the American people who are not conservatives. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to us tonight, let's show our leadership, our ability to bring forth one opposition, and that is to remove this president from his position, get someone else in there who can run this country, because it's going down the drain faster than anybody can possibly even keep it from running out.
I thank you
all, gentlemen.
I agree with the gentleman very much, and I think the point he made, he refuses, though, Phil, to address. When I said that I went to the California State Convention and I saw those the big screen TV with the herpes sores.
That's what the man didn't want to talk about, because...
Well, I don't think we're going to win any friends if we're not willing to address these things.
He was saying that in terms of the sexual preferences, and it was refreshing to hear a conservative say that, because the conservative movement has been stalwart against gay marriage.
I don't know how he figures he's going to sell that one when you've got conservatives that are out there engaging in, I call it cross-sexual behavior, with a kid that cleans up the locker room at a racket club because Limbaugh flaunted a gay.
I don't believe it's because you say this, it's moral vacuum, but I don't believe it's because of that. 877-876-PHIL. Matt in Fort Myers, Florida, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, one thing I'm gonna go out and say is one thing I do. I agree with you. I agree that the Conservative Party and the Conservative movement is failing, and one reason for that is they're not moral. They've done everything against being moral. They're against giving feeding the homeless and against giving health care to everybody. You know, you believe in conservatives believe in Medicare, but they don't want to give Medicare to everybody. So I don't understand why conservatives are moral people. In fact, that they're the opposite of moral. They're hypocrites.
There's nothing immoral about not feeding every homeless person you find. I think at some point we have to recognize the reality of life, that there is suffering. That's the thing about conservatives. We recognize that life is many different stages. There is suffering involved, and there is disease, and there's death. Do you want to wipe out death, sir?
Yeah. I want to wipe out death, but we're not going to wipe out death by
death. Death. Do you want to wipe that out? At what point do you recognize the rule of nature? At what point do you recognize the rule? And you're missing the point. I went out and I got oral sex.
Yeah, well, did you get oral sex from a man, maybe? Because it sounds like you're confused about your sexuality. Maybe.
I beg your pardon. No, sir. That was another gentleman, Roy Gutman.
Okay.
Well, you may find it funny.
My point is, I'm trying to make a point. To make a point about what morality is. Now, people that talk against, speak against doing what's right for the people and, you know, giving people a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at what the Bush tax cuts have done to this country. They've destroyed our economy.
What destroyed the economy was billions. You never want to talk about this. I noticed this about progressives. We had an attack on New York City and the American economy that cost us billions of dollars in trying to pull the country out of that, and then a war. The tax cuts didn't do that. The tax cuts kept us out of the recession that Barack Obama has finally put us into.
You're right. You're exactly right.
And meanwhile, I'm out engaged in...
Sorry about that.
All right. You got to watch your language there, man. Yeah, all right. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL.
What happened to the guy?
Because he said, you know, BS. And
well, you know, here's a guy who wants to talk all about Bush. And, yeah, I'll bet he wants to. I'd like to talk about Bush. I'd like to talk about normal relations.
All right. And every weird, aberrant thing you've done is the result of the moral vacuum at the top of the conservative movement.
Yes, sir. And you act surprised. When Limbaugh parades an openly known homosexual, why won't anyone listen to me?
Larry, okay.
Oh, I get it. Are you going to tell me how weird I am now? Am I flipping out? Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm making perfect sense. And see, this is what I hate about talk radio. I come on, I make a beautiful argument about the moral vacuum at the top of the conservative... What do you want, Mother? Mother.
Mrs. Grover, how are you, dear?
Oh, Phil, how are you? Larry told me that you were on. I want to say hello to you. And how is your family?
Doing very, very well, honey. How are you?
Thank you, Larry.
Mother, I want to talk on the radio.
Larry has crotch rot.
You know, she loves to embarrass me.
Well, I didn't hear what she said.
Yeah, the hell you heard her. She said I got crotch rot.
Larry, don't hit me.
I'm not hitting her. She pretends like I'm going to hit her.
I know that she does jokes, okay? She's got jokes.
Oh, she's got jokes. So what am I now, in the middle of Clockers here? But I'm in a Spike Lee movie, is that it? She's got jokes?
Oh, Larry, loosen up. Pull it out of your...
Mr. Henry, what I'm saying is...
You know, your mom's right. Pull it out, man. Pull it out and put it in the ground and fly a flag from it.
So I've got a pole wedged. Boy, Phil, I'll tell you, you know, I like you, but I hope when you die, you wake up somewhere where it's really, really hot. Really, really hot. And I don't mean hell. I mean the desert. You think you're dead, but then you wake up and you're nude and you've got to walk to the nearest gas station.
What is that?
I don't know. I guess he thought it was an insult.
Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on the moral vacuum at the top of the conservative party because Rush Limbaugh flaunted a openly known homosexual.
What a weirdo. He can't not even say it or anything.
All right, we'll be back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. The number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Should corporal punishment return to schools? Do we care? I guess we can talk about that. Plus, Spirit Airlines releases a new ad mocking the BP oil spill. The BP oil spill. You, me, life. We'll get into it. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
I hope you don't die. I hope you pass out of the desert. That's what I was saying.
Still not funny.
It is. Yes, it is.
Phil and...
Phil, welcome back here. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Our website, philhenryshow.com, the only official website featuring Phil Henry Show video, audio, archives. We've got animated clips on our website, as a matter of fact. We've got video. We've got TV pilots. We've got a news feed. We've got guaranteed email response from Phil. We got it all, man, at philhenryshow.com. Go grab a backstage pass. McDonald's faces Happy Meals lawsuits, bud.
Yeah, I was interested in this one. I was looking through the paper to see if I find this. And
what are you eating anyway, man?
Yeah, what is that, man?
Togos.
Togos?
Man, it's delicious. Are you guys crazy? This is a Togos turkey, cheese, and another, I forget the one.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Nothing. You know, I don't think I've ever seen you eat such a healthy sandwich. It looks very good. It's got wheat, and it's got turkey, and I guess people are going to think Togo's is a sponsor, huh?
Yes. It's called Embedded.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, Like, I don't know what that is. Anyway, weeks after a Silicon Valley county in California became the first in the nation to ban toys for McDonald's Happy Meals and other food promotions aimed at children, a public health watchdog group called on the fast food giant to remove the playthings from all its meal packages. Citing toys aimed at promoting the latest Shrek movie, excuse me, the Center for Science in the Public Interest said that the plastic promotions lure children into McDonald's restaurants where they are then likely to order food that is too... Oh, will you stop it?
Yeah, but they got rid of Joe Camel.
Let me explain something. They got rid of Joe Camel. Do you know what cigarettes are smoked by young people?
Camel?
No. Camel? No.
Marlboro.
Joe the Camel. They did a big deal about Joe the Camel because Joe the Camel was a cartoon character who's going to make kids smoke. And guess what? They're smoking Marlboros. Now, here's something, and this is a new, I only say this because I know people agree with me. I know the overwhelming majority of people agree with me. They probably don't want their kids to buy those meals, so they want to monitor what their children are eating. If you get rid of all of the little plastic toys, though, that's not going to keep kids from eating those meals. Because, first of all, those little plastic toys, those Happy Meals, are generally aimed at little tiny kids, right?
Well, how tiny? You're going like, you know, they're only about 2 inches high.
I did that as a way of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, what little tiny kid is going to go into a McDonald's by himself?
What do you mean?
A little kid, man. I'm talking about like a 3 or 4 or 5 year old.
Oh, yeah, nobody.
Right. So the parents are going to be with that child, and they can monitor what they're buying. Kids that are bigger than that are not going to be interested in a freaking Shrek wristwatch. 13, 14-year-old kid, do you think? I don't think so. But the larger issue here is that we've gone from cigarettes are bad for you, let's get rid of them, because it is a poison. There's nothing redeeming about cigarettes. It's a, I suppose, a way to relax, but God, there are a million and one other ways to relax that are healthy. It is not necessary to smoke a cigarette. It's not food. This is food. This is what people eat. And this has got nothing whatsoever to do with anything other than controlling what people eat. People have a right to be fat. They have a right to be fat. And we've gone way too far, in my opinion.
Yeah, wait a minute. What about the public when I got to pay for an emergency room when a guy's fat?
Yeah, if a guy goes to the emergency room because he's fat.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean if a guy goes to the emergency room because he's fat?
If he goes to the emergency room on account of the excessiveness of the fat.
Nobody goes to the emergency room because of excessiveness of fat.
Well, what about, like, what do you call that?
Heart attack?
Yeah.
You can have a heart attack and not be fat. You can have a heart attack. You remember that guy that I told you about, Bud, that long-distance runner guy?
Yeah, you mean the guy that died of a heart attack?
Yeah, this cat ran races. He was lean, mean. He was a fighting machine, baby. And this dude dropped dead of a heart attack, right?
Was he fat?
What do you mean, was he fat? He ran races, man.
Well, you mean a fat man race, right?
Yeah, did he run a fat man race?
What do you mean a fat man race?
They must have had one, because they have them for women, then they have another one they have.
You get out of here with a fat man race. They ain't got no fat man races. This cat that died was an athlete. I'm trying to tell you guys. You listen to me and just shut up for a minute. He was an athlete.
All right.
And he died of a heart attack. Died of a heart attack.
Why?
Because it's in his family, man. It's genetic. Look at me, man. Do I look like I'm in shape?
Well, you want me to be honest?
No, you can be honest. I'm overweight, man. I've had EEGs. My heart's fine. Fine. See, it's all about, a lot of this has to do with genetics. It's got nothing whatsoever to do. And all this jazz about cancer and all this other jazz. You know, they have to do a far better job. And we know this, don't we? From all of this conversation surrounding the health reform bill, we suddenly realize, oh, well, you know, you really don't have to have a prostate exam all that often. And why do we find this out? Because now we find out that it's going to cost more money to get a prostate, all this bread it's going to cost us to get prostate exams. And some of them are saying, well, you can cut back on the number of prostate exams you get, so it won't cost you that much. And doctors approve of that.
Huh?
What I'm saying is, man, they had us going out and getting prostate exams, far too many of them. And we find out how expensive it is. And now they want us to cut back on the number of prostate exams because we don't need them anyway. Because the incidence of prostate cancer among men may not be as high as we thought. And why is that? Because the numbers are getting twisted and the numbers are getting manipulated. Because there's always somebody with an axe to grind and always somebody with something to sell. Just like the helmet law in California.
That would have saved my head.
Well, that's true. You wouldn't have gone through a tree. But the fact of the matter remains, the helmet law in the state of California was passed because of lies. Abject, outright lies about motorcycle accidents and emergency room visits. Lies. And the people that wanted helmets didn't even deny the fact that they lied. And now we got a helmet law in California. Too bad you weren't wearing one, bud, though. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to get a Happy Meal. Yeah, you go get a Happy Meal.
Phil Hendry.